Great Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you again for welcoming me into your homes for this morning's Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in Psalm 103, and in this reading, it describes the many facets of God's mercy and forgiveness, and the psalm writer calls upon the entire universe to offer praise to the Lord. And again, God's saving word for us thus far this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading at Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and do not forget how kind he is. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He keeps me from the grave and blesses me with love and mercy. He fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle. The Lord judges in favor of the oppressed and gives them their rights. The Lord revealed his plans to Moses and let the people of Israel see his mighty deeds. The Lord is merciful and loving, slow to become angry and full of constant love. He does not keep on rebuking. He is not angry forever. He does not punish us as we deserve or repay us according to our sins and wrongs. As high as the sky is above the earth, so great is his love for those who honor him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins from us. As a father is kind to his children, so the Lord is kind to those who honor him. He knows what we are made of. He remembers that we are dust. As for us, our life is like grass. We grow and flourish like a wildflower. Then the wind blows on it, and it is gone. No one sees it again. But for those who honor the Lord, his love lasts forever, and his goodness endures for all generations. Of those who are true to his covenant and who will faithfully obey his commands. The Lord placed his throne in heaven. He is king over all. Praise the Lord, you strong and mighty angels who obey his commands, who listen to what he says. Praise the Lord, all you heavenly powers, you servants of his who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his creatures in all the places he rules. Praise the Lord, my soul. And today's key verse is Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and loving, slow to become angry, and full of constant love. You know, it's interesting that as we're reading this passage of Scripture, it tells us that God does not punish us as we deserve, because if he did, we wouldn't be much more than a pile of ashes, would we? Verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins from us. And beloved, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. He doesn't say as far as the north is from the south, because as you look at the globe, if you start going north, you will circle right back and end up going south. Whereas if you go east or west, the two shall never meet. If you go east on this world, right at the equator or wherever, you will keep on going east forever. And that's how far he has removed our sins from us. Praise his name. Let us pray. Oh, holy God, each day you bless me with your love and your mercy. Your love lasts forever and your goodness endures for all generations. I thank you, Lord God, for forgiving all my sins and filling my life with your kindness and constant love. With all my being, I praise your holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we will be journeying over to Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 17, where the prophet Isaiah offers words of hope. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you with every promise that he has intended for you. In Jesus' name, amen.